Welcome to Dish Nation!
All right, y'all, Lotto girl, honey, is it you that's feeding 21 Savage? Because, baby, we got to talk about it, girl.
And Tyrese reveals one of the hardest things for a man to do.
Plus, see who's been thirst trapping this weekend. But Tamar, what's up first?
Ooh, I got the tea, baby. Jesus be a fence and a therapist, okay? Well, little mama said she was in New York, state of depression, following the humiliation that stemmed from her jumping on stage with Jay-Z and Alicia Keys back in 2009. Y'all remember that?
Oh, yeah.
But the first person who had jokes about it was none other than Dish Nation's favorite, Tyrese. Listen to this.
Tyrese called my phone as soon as I got home. He was like, bro, you ain't tell me you was performing? First of all, my heart is racing. I'm already mad embarrassed. I'm like, you crazy, Ty. Why would you say something like that? Performing. That's crazy. And I had to deal with, like, that love on the radio in the morning, Wendy Williams, Angie Martinez, who she talked to Jay. And he was just like, yeah, you know, I didn't like it. And he was so angry, and I was just trying my best to do everything I could. After a while, I was like, forgive yourself, bro. Move forward.
That ain't make you, like, depressed or nothing?
Bro, I was hurt. I was depressed. I was like, yo, what's going on? And then you got everybody telling you, like, you're doing bad. People pointing at you, like, what did you do?
Well, Lil Mama went on to say it wasn't until after an emotional trip to visit someone at Rikers Island that she was able to fight depression because she realized people are going through more than she is.
Remind me, what was the bad thing about it?
What?
She jumped on stage. You weren't, she wasn't supposed to do that.
Like, but she was happy
for
them.
She went on stage when somebody was performing when they didn't invite her.
No, they were getting an award, but she
was they was in the middle of performing A New York State of Mind, and she was really feeling the song.
Oh.
She felt inspired by the song and jumped on stage hit that iconic She Boy stage.
I didn't like the idea, though, when Beyonce was trying to grab her. Man, why are you grabbing that woman?
To save her! Beyonce was an ally in that situation.
Yeah. Yay!
Poor thing, honey.
Yeah, poor thing for little mama.
Yeah, but I'm glad that she, like, you know, realizes that there's people that are, like, going through things worse than her.
It's very important to keep in mind.
Hopefully she move on, but next time, like, you ain't never went to go see Cats and decided you need to jump on stage,
right.
Dude. Like,
do an eight count, right?
Memories. Yeah, and you're just out here like.
Can you imagine that?
Like, they black. I know them. Let me jump up there.
All right, y'all. Well, speaking of Tyrese, he says the most uncomfortable part of any man's day is seeing their woman get dressed to go out. Just look at how he follows his girlfriend Zelly around while she's getting ready to step out. Check it out.
So what time does this event start?
Seven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
7 to 9.
And did you invite me?
You can come.
Am I invited? Huh?
You can come if you want.
No, I'm asking, am I invited?
You know what? I'm so sick of him. He needs to be running behind that damn woman paying her child support.
What?
That's who he needs to run behind, his ex-wife and pay her child support. Don't be worried about Zelly going out. Run behind them, whatever her name is.
Samantha.
That's his current relationship. So he's going, you want to see concerned.
And why she can't go out? He go out.
She can go out.
Well, why you like, can I go with you? No, bastard, you can't go.
What?
She did not seem super entertained.
At all.
It's not that at all. They really, really enjoy each other. I'm telling you.
I'm good. I'm glad.
But she wanted to be alone that night. He had to beg to go out. So Tamar, she did not want him to go out.
She did. Sometimes you got to act like you don't want them to go.
Oh, wait, okay, hold on. You ever do this to JR?
When all the time.
And he's ever like, what are you doing? And you're like, I'm getting ready to go out.
I'm going outside, but I really, really want him to go with me. So I got to act like I don't want him to go for him to really want to go.
See, not every guy's a mind reader, and they'd be like, all right, see you later.
This is what's wrong. Why can't women just say what you want?
I think she wanted to go upgrade that Range Rover he bought. Didn't he buy that small one?
He bought her a nice car and a lot of things.
Because I know we reported she got an Evolve. That was a small one.
Bye.
Well, speaking of a lot, 21 Savage has been eating a lot. And fans are complaining that 21's looking a little fluffy these days and blaming his alleged girlfriend Lotto for it. Well, DJ Khaled posted some photos of him and 21 together in celebration of their forthcoming album, and fans were shocked when they saw 21. Like, he put on a type of weight that people that usually do time put on. Anyway, people were calling him 41 Savage in the comments, and someone said, bro, looks like he's been munching on Big Macs, and what has Lotto been feeding him? Apparently a whole Lotto.
We don't know that. They've never confirmed their relationship, so how do we know who this woman is that he is allegedly dating?
Also, side note, if you're hanging out with DJ Khaled, you're probably eating with DJ Khaled.
Bye. Yeah. I want to eat with DJ Khaled.
Me too.
You ever follow his page and look at all that lobster and shrimp and stuff he be eating? It looks so good. I want to eat.
Absolutely. You know, you guys, some friends you have that you can't eat healthy around because all they do is feast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm that friend.
Yeah. Well, all right, everyone, grab your signs because it's time for
Thirst Trapping with the Stars.
All right, now, first up, Mr. Justin Timberlake. Now, his wife, Jessica Biel, shared this pic and said, "My husband would never post, but I will. You're welcome." So, y'all, what y'all think? Is this a thirst trap or no?
I think it's not a thirst trap. I think it was a situation where you was trying to show someone your gun, but you didn't have it.
It's just given she finds him attractive, and praise God for it. Go ahead, sis. That's all you. We don't want that no more.
Because, girl, it ain't all that, child. I mean, you don't see the V or nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, I think this is so strange. If he would have posted this, I'd say he was trapping. Mm. But the fact that she posted it, he's not trapping. I also don't think she's trapping. I don't know what's going on here.
Well, she said thank me later as if that's delicious or something.
Exactly. Yeah.
I can tell by the way his lips are fixed that he's saying something in his black scent.
Oh, yeah.
Although I do
For shiz.
All right, well, next up, we got Jordan Woods. Kylie Jenner's on again, off again friend showed off a blue bikini with a nice cutout in the front.
Period.
And listen, man, like, some people just can't help it. Like, any photograph of them will be a trap to some and many.
She looks great.
That is not a thirst trap, baby.
Why do you say that?
She's at the beach, Tamar.
She still look good.
She looks like she's at Lake Lanier.
And she let them Jenna girls have it, baby. This is what y'all should look like.
Can we zoom in? Can we zoom in on that photo? Is that possible?
Oh, and she made sure to give us the rear view as well.
Oh!
Now we trapping.
I like it.
A little coin slot.
Oh, I like it too.
Mm-hmm. She looks amazing. She's not trapping, honey. She's just walking back to her car. She had a nice day on the beach.
Oh, Lord. No, the body is bodying.
Usually when you see trees, it's not a beach. They had a lake.
Yeah, she's on a... So that's a fresh body of water, you know what I'm saying?
You're in there with fish as well.
When boobs are smashed together like that, they're more powerful.
Oh, Lord.
They're united.
They're united. United under a cause. Trapping. All right, last but not least, we have Joe Baena, Arnold's son. He shared two pics with his buddies, said, "Lunch with the bros." Here's the first pic. Men are all jacked. Oh, wait, and then here's the second. He switched to Espanol for the second one and said, "Almuerzo con los hermanos."
What'd that mean?
Lunch with the bros. Brothers.
Oh, no, hermanos. Thank you.
My thing is, like, a lot of places I go, you know, no shirt, no service.
Right.
Yeah. And you have a table full of shirtless people getting served.
That is not, they probably had his mama make that meal. Put on a Schwarzenegger. And I don't think that's a trap. That reminds me of Pride Week. So.
Why you say that?
Because there's just a bunch of guys with no shirts on for Pride.
Maybe I think these are like all dudes who probably spend hundreds of hours in the gym together.
Yes. Most Pride guys do.
That's true.
All right, y'all. Up next, honey, our girl Sherri Shepherd, honey, is getting up close and personal with a Ghostbuster. We'll tell you all about it after the break.
Period.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And welcome back.
Hey.
All right, now Wiz Khalifa is spilling some financial gems he got from some wealthy people, and he's sharing it with the fans them. All right, now he took the Twitter and he wrote, "And I'm learning how much wealthy people borrow money. You ain't a boss if you're paying full price." And I've heard that before.
I've heard that before, too.
Yeah, like some people get to exercise it a little bit more than others, but, you know, if it worked for you, it worked for you.
If you want to be wealthy, you have to know how to leverage debt.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Ooh. That sounds big.
And negotiate.
What would be your top three tips for people to, like, get wealthy?
Well, I want to hear this.
Top three tips. Maybe, I mean, you know, always cry poor. If somebody say, "You got, oh, honey, I ain't got nothing." So help me out.
That's
and then
good
people
one.
Help you, because rich people love to help you because they feel that you're poor. Help this little poor child. My second thing would be, honey, I would always lay flat.
Lay flat, why?
Because, honey, money comes when you lay flat. You just lay flat.
How does money come when you
name?
Lay flat?
No, no, money just comes, honey, when you lay flat. And my third advice would probably be, honey, never keep your mouth full. You don't want to eat when people come around with money. You want to just always keep an empty mouth.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
It's one Gary, dog.
About all of that.
It's the laying
results
down for
will
me.
Vary.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
you use those tips.
Yeah.
That's great tips. I need to write that down.
We need a disclaimer at the bottom here that Dish yeah. Nation is not responsible for what happens when you lay flat.
Yeah, I'm still lost about that one.
All right, y'all. Well, Sherry Shepherd didn't mind busting loose when the original Ghostbusters star Ernie Hudson appeared on her show. So while promoting his upcoming film, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, Cher Bear asked Ernie what was the most memorable fan encounter he's ever had since the first film premiered. And next thing we know, Sherry is pulling out a permanent marker and handing it to Ernie to sign her. As a matter of fact, let's just take a look.
Do you have women? But do you have, like, women coming up, you know, going, can you sign my chest? And
no, I've been waiting for that. It's like, what are you on? Oh, my goodness.
Can you sign my chest right here?
Sherry.
I know that's right, Sherry.
I was so offended.
Why?
I immediately called her.
You did?
And I texted her.
And said what?
I told her, I said, Sherry, you were acting. I got it in my phone.
Yeah, well, let's see it.
I told her, I said,
you
Sherry.
You called her, texted her, and said what?
She was acting like a tramp. She offended a white what? Woman. That man is married to a white woman for over 40 years. How you gonna sit there and do that on TV? You have that man
well,
sign your chest.
Well, he signed it.
Right. Yeah, but I told her I was very offended. I was
and what
offended.
She said?
I'll tell you what she
I'm
said.
I'm gonna tell her to ignore you. I'm gonna text her myself. Really, ignore Gary.
It hurt me so bad. I said, Sherry, I don't believe you did that. But she did it, honey. She did it, honey. And honey, she. I said, Sherry, you disrespect that white woman. I said, honey.
He put it in all caps.
I put it in all caps. I said, I was hurt. I was
But
hurt.
Do you know the white woman?
I don't know her, but honey, it's Black History Month is over with. And that man been married to that woman for over 40 years. And you sitting there having him challenging your breasts. Oh, my God.
Last time I signed a woman's chest, I had to slime her.
The last time? Oh, my God,
Where
Jesus.
Was she at? Was
this
she
is getting
from Russia?
X-rated. The people of God has lost their minds.
Girl. And that's why he be up in here crying about the girl from...
I swear.
Yes.
He's sliming people. Up next, y'all, it's game time, honey, and I can't wait, baby, to see which dish host, honey, has the luck of the Irish playing a game called Who's So Lucky? So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey.
All right, y'all. Now, St. Patrick's Day, honey, was yesterday, but we're still feeling lucky here at Dish. So with the feeling so lucky, I think it's only right that we play a game that we're going to win. Right, Tanner?
That's right.
Uh-huh. No, first of all, St. Tamar's Day. Let's correct everybody.
Yeah,
here.
It's St. Patricia's Day. Yep, a game called...
Who's So Lucky?
So it's gonna be a photo of a lucky celebrity, and we're gonna have to figure out who they are. Each team can only guess one celebrity, and both have to agree who their guess is. And if you don't get it right, the other team has the opportunity to answer. Tamar and I are Team A, and that A is for awesome, as well as we're gonna win. Yeah, and Tanner is Team B, as in bye, y'all.
And Gary, not just Tanner, and Gary.
Tanner and Gary. So, Tamar, are you ready to win, sis?
I'm ready to win, as usual, my friend.
All right.
Okay, HK, this celeb was so lucky to have Denzel Washington come out to support him during his Hollywood Walk of Fame ceremony.
Oh! Wait, we don't... Wait up, do we holler out or what?
It's one team than the other team.
Do we touch and agree on this?
We touch and agree.
This would be Lenny Kravitz.
Period.
Mother...
Yeah. That one was really easy. I just want to say, you got like...
It could have been Whoopi Goldberg.
Very
no,
easy.
No
okay. All right, Gary.
Now this one here, I'm mad. Now this one, honey, is for us, Tanner. The Oscar winner was lucky enough, honey, to meet Beyonce again at the Grammys in this pic that went viral.
Oscar winner? Okay, so
Billie Eilish didn't really... Time is up.
Man.
Time is up.
7 seconds hit differently when you're from the South.
Time is up.
We're gonna say Billie Eilish.
Go ahead, friend.
Feed it to him. I did the last
that
one.
That would be Meryl Streep, my darlings.
Mm-hmm. Fucking not watch the damn Oscars.
What was Meryl Streep doing at the Grammys?
It don't matter.
Where?
Next.
All right, now the ball's back in our court. Tamar, and now this celeb was lucky enough to announce her pregnancy with her first child at the Oscars this year. Who goes there? Okay. Is that what we're gonna go with? We believe in this?
I believe in it.
Okay.
What, do you?
I believe in you.
I don't.
That's 7 seconds.
All right, so we're gonna say that is 3, 2, 1. Vanessa Hudgens.
Man,
gorgeous.
Y'all gave them the damn easiest ones.
Y'all should have won more green.
Yeah, yeah. Hello. Oh, you should have been born on St. Patrick's Day.
All right, Gary, okay, we're going to get this one. All right, here we go. This gal was lucky enough to party up with Taylor Swift. Oh, she was also friends with Travis Kelce's ex, Kayla Nicole, until Kayla had to unfollow her and her husband.
Okay, that's not their person's name.
Well, do you know it?
Hold on a second. Brittany Mahomes.
Yeah, Brittany Mahomes.
Let's go. Gary literally leaned over to me and said, that football player's wife.
Anyway, he wasn't wrong.
I was like, well.
Okay, this actress was lucky because she got to host SNL for the first time recently, but she said that she was terrified.
Start that timer.
Listen, I'm abreast of the situation. Don't even need to talk to you about it. That's Sydney Sweeney.
Dang it. Dang it.
Eat it.
Yeah.
Running that score back where we at right now. Looks like 4-1.
Wow.
Swoosh.
Okay, Gary.
Well, the heat is honey turning up and there's more fun. So find out who will take home the trophy when we come right back.
We have a place for it right here.
Right here.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back. All right, now Team A has 4 points, and Team B we've got one, Gary.
They got four?
Yeah, okay. Well, so we're going to have to crown a winner for who's so lucky. So we've got one more question for me and Gary.
Yes.
Okay, last question for Gary and Tanner Banner. This celeb was lucky enough to star in one of the highest grossing movies so far this year, though there are rumors she broke up with her famous boyfriend.
That's Zendaya. Hey!
Look at y'all. Y'all got two now.
We have half as many as Tamar and Headcrack. In good sporting Irish fashion, we've got a bonus question worth 3 points. Okay? This time, once the photo is shown, whoever yells out the correct answer wins. Gary.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Oh, yes.
Here we go. Oh, that's what's her name? That's son of a. Hold on a second. Well, she just won the Oscar. Why am I blanking on her name?
Well, don't blank.
Hold on a second. She might have played Cruella, but she's really a sweetheart. Yeah, I know who this is.
Emma Stone.
Thank you, Frank. Yeah.
Where's my dap? You're leaving
me
hanging. Call me Hangman. Emma Stone. Damn, I didn't realize she was that much taller than Sally Field.
Oh, my God, I knew who that was.
I think they cheated.
Frank, look at that, 7-2.
Gary, you're the world's leading expert in rich white women.
Yeah, but you're a white man. You should have known who that white woman was.
I knew who it was. I just couldn't call her name.
I couldn't
either. Know who she
Thank
was.
God for my amazing partner again this year and again this game. Yeah. We have won once again.
Hey, man.
Thank you. We're an awesome team.
Awesome team.
Wow.
Happy birthday month to you.
Thank you, my friend.
And just know through God, all things are possible. Shout out to all the haters out there. Maybe one day you can beat people in front of a live studio audience.
Yeah.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.